Text numéro 17. Arts journalists have a Twitter problem. It's Saturday morning and I've been up all night scrolling Twitter, trying to decide if being an arts and culture writer is in direct conflict with the use of the increasingly divisive social media platform under the new ownership of the world's richest and most annoying man, Elon Musk. My job is to shine light on the ways that human creativity can illuminate, challenge, and ultimately transform life on Earth, and to dig up injustice of all kinds as it relates to art. Twitter's job is to foment outsized outrage at just about everything. According to a recent study, Twitter is the most used social media platform among journalists, with 69% of us saying that we use it the most or second most in the course of our jobs. We didn't become addicts out of the blue. Twitter's rise directly coincided with the devastating fall of print media. The platform's ability to drive traffic online was seen as a life raft for publications struggling to monetize the web. Twitter encouraged our ardour, and in those early days, entire newsrooms were given the blue check marks denoting official accounts. We repaid the social media site with our near constant attention. I was once pulled into an editor's office and reprimanded for not tweeting enough. The site's greatest failing is now being exacerbated by the platform's new overlord, Elon Musk, who seems intent on offending almost everyone, recently tweeting, "Being attacked by both right and left simultaneously is a good sign," and pinning to his profile a poll that asks what advertisers should value more, freedom of speech or political correctness. Musk's ownership has pushed journalists who promote their work on the site to a moral crossroads, to tweet or not to tweet. For arts and culture writers, Twitter has been an especially useful tool of dissemination. It's a forum for meeting kindred spirits and fellow arts practitioners, and for staying up to date on cultural conversations before they begin to trend. Leaving is hard, although some journalists are already doing it. I applaud their resolve and ability to place principle above the convenient expediency of the fast-moving, ever-churning social media site. As I mentioned up top, I remain a Twitter user. One of my biggest concerns about society today is its extreme fracture, which I believe stems from our ability to silo ourselves off from ideas and people we find offensive and uncomfortable. For that reason, I have never blocked someone on social media, no matter how angry or indignant they make me. And that's how I'm justifying my continued presence on the site. It's a window into the soul of America. And like America, it is exceedingly dark right now. Adapted from Los Angeles Times, November 2022.